May 21, on the preparation day, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, Exodus 20, verse 8. Friday, February 21, 1896. This day is preparation day. We would come up to the Sabbath with our work closed up in proper shape and not dragging into the Sabbath. We must commence in the morning to look after every piece of clothing if we have neglected to do this through the week, that our garments may be neat and orderly and comely to appear in the place where God's people assemble to worship Him. Entering upon new business should be avoided if possible, but endeavor to close up the things already started that are half accomplished. Prepare everything connected with the household matters so that there will be freedom from worries and the mind be prepared to rest and to meditate upon heavenly things. There needs to be much more close investigation of the week past. Review it and see if, as a branch of the living vine, you have drawn nourishment from the parent vine to bear much fruit to the glory of God. If there has been feverish excitement, if hasty words have been spoken, if passion has been revealed, these have surely been the working on Satan's side of the question. Clear the heart by confession. Sincerely make everything right before the Sabbath. Examine your own selves, whether ye be in the faith. We need to guard our own souls constantly, lest we make a great profession, but like the flourishing fig tree spreading its branches in pretentious foliage, reveal no precious fruit. Christ is hungering to see and receive fruit. Leaves of profession without fruit are to Christ just as worthless as those of the fig tree which he cursed. The humble dependence upon God, the faith that takes him at his word and trusts him at all times and under all circumstances, is the wearing of the yoke of Christ. The Christian brings all his passions under control to God. Then, if the thoughts are brought into captivity to Jesus Christ, there is a healthful growth in beauty and grace of character.